Marty, very busy week this week, so I want to get to the first story, which is very significant for people who live in the city limits. A GoBond election is coming up in August, and we've done some previews of this with public input sessions. The Bulletin has an outstanding scoop on this with detail on the significance of this election and also some of the projects that folks may be voting on in August.
Absolutely, and they discussed this at the May 14th City Council work session. Now, the ballot itself has to be approved on June 4th when the council meets again. So this is, it's tentative technically, but we can expect it to be approved because it's really, they've done a lot of work on it. August 21st will be the deadline to send ballots back, and it's going to be an all-mail mail-in election. And one of the takeaways here, Fred, is that they originally were going to ask for $10 million in GO bonds, GO meaning general obligation. Now it's up to $35 million, and they say because of overwhelming interest in it from six public meetings and also more than 800 responses on the website. And so they have determined to that the public wants more. And basically, it's going to go to four basic areas is what they're proposing: parks and sports fields improvements and adjustments, about $14 million. A lot of trails, walking and jogging trails, that's going to be in their expansions. Also, a new fire station, number 3 on North Valley Drive. The one now was built in 67. And also a new animal services center to replace the shelter that we have now. So a lot here. And it's going to be bear watching because they have not had a GoBond successful election in more than 20 years.
Very interesting. We will continue to follow this, and I'm glad the Bulletin has done such a great job on this story. Thank you very much for that, Marty. We move on to a hot sheriff's race. The primary early voting is underway, and there are, I believe, four people, right, running for the Democratic nomination for sheriff, correct?
There's four challengers to the incumbent.
Oh, so there are five.
So there
total.
Are five.
Five total. Okay.
Yeah. And there are, you know, and that's close to home. I mean, and there's been some controversies in the news with the incumbent. And so there's a lot of interest in this. And Mike Cook kind of breaks it down by topic, how each responds. And it's a good way for the readers to compare the five candidates for sheriff in the Democratic primary.
All right. We also have a new chancellor coming in to New Mexico State University, Dan Arvizu, and you have an interview with him.
Mike Cook interviewed him from Arvizu's current home in Colorado, of all places. There, he says he's looking for a home now, he and his wife, in Las Cruces. He grew up in Alamogordo. He's an NMSU grad, so he feels like he's coming home. This is where he's meant to be, he says. And so it's an exclusive interview with the new chancellor, and also Mike talked to the new president, John Floros, and we'll do that. We'll run that on June 1st. But it's a pretty good look at what we're in store for.
Okay, very interesting, and we'll look for that. And then on the lighter side, in arts and entertainment, the Doñana Arts Council at its facility in Mesilla is going to have some events centered around lowrider culture.
Yes, and it's an exhibit that's on loan from New Mexico State History Museum in Santa Fe. And there are going to be paintings, audio, and other artwork talking about lowrider culture, which is so prominent in New Mexico and it really started after World War II. There's a lot of history here and some beautiful paintings that the reader can take in. It's going to last all of June, and there's some special events in June also, a party here and there, and bringing in lowrider cars and such. So bear with us on that, or bear watching, because that's at the Bulletin Plaza. We can't miss it.
You can't miss it. And yeah. In 30 seconds, we have in the business section an update on downtown Las Cruces.
Mike Scanlon did an overview of what's going on with with a lot of new businesses, not so much the reconstruction, not the street stuff going on, but new businesses and new activities downtown. It's pretty exclusive, comprehensive.
Lots of stuff there. It's all in this week's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty Racine. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.